Seattle.
Oh, hello. This is Adam Smith calling from the Nobel Foundation's official website.
Yeah. The problem is I'm waiting for a call from our Bundeskanzler, Frau Merkel. So could you call back in a couple of minutes, perhaps?
Most certainly. It's very nice to talk to you. Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Is Adam Smith again? Is it possible to talk at this point?
Sorry, I'm still waiting for this other call.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I will ring back.
Will it be for a very, very short time?
It would be just 3 minutes.
Okay.
Then you're the second German laureate to win this week. Mm-hmm. Do you know each other? Do you know Peter Grünberg?
I don't know him personally, but I, of course, know about his work, and I know the institution where he's working.
And this is the first surface chemistry Nobel Prize since 1932, since Irving Langmuir. That must
make
it special also.
That's fine. Yeah, that's right. So I'm very, very much honored about that.
And one of the things the committee has emphasized is the fact that you have continually revisited problems, old problems and problems that you yourself have addressed. It makes it sound as if a scientist's work is never done. Could you say that?
That's right, yeah. The scientist is never at the end. And when he solves a problem, five other problems develop new. So that's why scientists will always think about his work and what he can then do next.
And you've had over 100 students work for you, I gather.
Yeah.
What do you try and teach them?
These were the doctoral students. And, of course, they were working for their thesis with me for about 3 years or so, and that's how they learned how to tackle problems in surface chemistry. Mm.
And what's the most important lesson they should learn from you, do you think?
It's hard to say, but I think you never should give up. You should always try to solve a problem as far as it is possible, and you must be patient. You must be patient. That's very important.
The last real question is, the field you've helped to develop will contribute greatly to the benefit of mankind. What do you think the main benefit might be in the short term?
The work we were doing was related with heterogeneous catalysis, and this is a topic which is of great industrial importance, but also for environmental importance. Yeah, you think of the car exhaust catalyst or of all these industrial processes. So as soon as you understand something better, then you can also think of improving it. I think that's the main message you can learn of it.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Well, okay. I gather it's your birthday today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So thank you.
Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.